Welcome aboard India's TV and radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad.
All right, how would you like to describe UTV group business, popularly known as film producers and film distributors in America?
Well, distribution is something that we do because we're producers. So primarily we're producers. I think we've had some phenomenal run here. I think last 2 years we've been in the Variety top 20, top 30 in terms of producers. Actually, what's unique and I think good pride is that if you look at the top 100 or 200 films, outside of the Hollywood films, the only foreign language category actually is Indian films that actually get into the domestic box office, which is great. I think the other special feature for us really is that we've also done a fair amount of Hollywood films. In the last 2 years, we did Namesake with Meera Nair and Fox Searchlight.
Right.
And then I Think I Love My Wife. And then more recently with Big Fox, we did an M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Happening.
Right.
Which I think is in the top 25 of this year.
Fair enough. Make a pick. India Waves has promoted all of them in Hollywood and Bollywood.
Right.
We are very, very proud of you, Ronnie.
Right.
Ronnie, after producing super hit Rang De Basanti, once again, you're producing Delhi 6 for director Rakesh Mehra.
Right.
So what can you tell about the film with Abhishek and Sonam Kapoor in lead?
Well, I think it's a film that Rakesh and I started talking about really almost before Rang De Basanti was released. I think what kind of grabbed me right then, there was the narrative. Rakesh is also a director who takes the script to the next level. There are a lot of directors who actually are very true to the script, but he really takes it to the absolute next level in screenplay and visualization. I think it's evident from the fact that in Delhi 6, the music has been such a initial surge and hit. And I think Rehman, of course, was a genius. This is a movie where I think not one, not two, but three or four songs actually have caught the fancy of the audience. And I think when they see that picturized in the movie, it'll be quite sensational.
It's just reported that this movie reflects racial and social justice issues. Do you agree with that?
No, I think it's a very much a slice of life film. It's about various different people of different walks of life. The setting is in Delhi. It's in Delhi 6, which is in Chandni Chowk. From that point of view, it's as much a love story as it is about. But there are in a plot line and in a movie that describes how people live, there'll always be stress points and tensions. There'll always be different viewpoints. And I think that's part of daily life.
There seems to be a message in most of UTV-produced films like Lakshya, Rang De Basanti, Wednesday, Fashion, etc. Does UTV have a mission or is it a coincidence, Ronnie?
No, I think I don't think we make movies with a mission. I think we make movies with a very strong script and a storyline. And I think when you look at that, what is standing on more is the storyline. And therefore, because the storyline is sharp and unique, people think it's a message. But I don't think it's a message in any form of, in that context. I mean, I think we've made entertaining films. The key is that if you just made sort of message movies, you wouldn't be tasting the commercial success. But I think to make a good, strong narrative or a good, strong script into a commercial success is even more challenging.
And I like the way you package your movies while presenting to the audience. It is wonderful.
Thank you.
Sure. Before picking up the movie, that before you select, is there a criteria that you go through?
First and foremost, it always is the script. Second, and equally important, is the director's vision and the clarity of thought. And third, then jointly for us to see that we get the best team on board. So these three are really the key factors when you start off in the movie. I think by the time the movie is finished, equally important then is how you actually position it, brand it, and distribute it worldwide, and the marketing for it.
Very.
So it's actually five things that really make a movie successful.
Do you personally get involved in your projects?
I do.
How far?
It depends. I think you get involved in the green lighting stage, but then after that, you just back the director's vision because that's the most important thing.
And once your movies or projects are ready, when you watch the movie, do you watch it as an individual, as an audience, or as a producer? What's your take?
A little bit of both, because when you're watching the rough cuts and when you're watching it in the beginning, well before the movie's formed in its final shape, you're definitely watching it as part of the core team and as the producer. When the movie is fully finished, you have to be able to erase everything that you've done to get it to this level, and then watch it as an audience.
What are your or UTV Hollywood projects?
Except for the three that we did last 2 years, we have absolutely none in the pipeline.
All right. Are you planning to get anything looped
in? No, not. Actually, you know, we were very keen to do something with Meera, and we were privileged to do the Namesake with her. M. Night Shyamalan, you know, has a very strong India connection, and we were very proud to do the movie. And, you know, both have done exceptionally well, and we're glad. So outside of that, we don't have a real aggressive plan for Hollywood.
All right. With such an involvement in Hollywood, you would be perfect person to ask now that Aishwarya is now making waves in Hollywood. Slumdog Millionaire, poised for Oscar laurels. What say you?
Well, I think Aishwarya has been an international personality for India and a phenomenal brand ambassador for years, you know, from the time she was accorded the Miss World East, Miss Universe title from that point of view. So I think that's fantastic. I think Slumdog. I think yes. It's a phenomenal thing for Danny Boyle. Mm-hmm. It is very much a British film, mm-hmm. and because Fox Searchlight picked it up here, then they took it to the next level in America. But it's not an Indian film. So, but you know, I enjoyed the film, but it's not an Indian film.
Over here, we are moreover talking about this is one of the Bollywood movies because it has most of Bollywood stars and the crew. But we do understand the director is British and American producer, so it becomes more of an international project, though.
It is only an international project. Right. Actually, the director and everyone else in the storyline is more appealing for the West. If you see, you know, it, in India, it's done about $3 million. So if it was, if it was a home movie, it would need to do better in its home country than everywhere else abroad. Uh-huh. So by the very definition of that, it's an international movie, which is fantastic.
All right, interesting take. It is reported that I'm going back to the Delhi Six right now, Rani. It's reported the Delhi Six plot connects Indian American abroad. Can you elaborate on that?
No, actually, I think the backdrop is Abhishek's character is okay. Someone who's lived and grown up in the United States, and then accompanies his daddy to India because she's not well. And then discovers India in a very, very unique manner. But outside of that perspective, there isn't anything more.
So how will it appeal to Indo-Americans?
I think it would appeal again because of the narrative. If you see it, everyone wants to go watch a movie which has a strong connect with India. And if you can tell a story with a perspective, it's got a strong narrative, and it appeals visually. The stylization of this movie, thanks to Vinod Pradhan, the cameraman, and Rakesh's vision, is something that will be quite unique. And it's almost after you come out of the movie, the next day when you think about it a little bit more, and you feel, wow, I got a completely different feel. I got a different feel of Delhi. I got a different feel of India. So if you really feel there's a visual representation that we would like people to remember India with, of course there are a lot of people on the streets. Of course we have poverty. We can't run away from that. I think the pictures and the visuals of Delhi Six would be stronger for that.
So after working with now so many actors and actresses, Rani, who's your most favorite or who's most fun to work with for you?
Oh, no. I don't think there's any such thing as most fun. You don't do that when you're looking at anything that you do in your core, in creativity, in business or any form. I think fabulous relationships with a lot of talent, directors, people behind the team, technicians, actors, different roles. So that's how it is.
I like the way you diplomatically respond to that question.
No, I don't think it'll ever, because there'll never be a standout situation.
One of the actresses who really stands out and which I can think on the top of my head is Priyanka Chopra. How is it working with her?
I think it's fantastic. She is really something special. And I think right now we've got three movies with her and very happy to do that. We just finished Fashion, for which she got the Best Actress Award last week. And well-deservedly so. So I think it's been a high point for her, the last movie. And we got two movies on the floor with her, one with Ashutosh Gavarkar is directing, which is called Watch Your Rashi, and one which Vishal Bhardwaj is directing, which is Kamine.
Can you tell me more about What's Your Rashi?
What's Your Rashi in the sense, I don't think Ashutosh likes to have us before they're done from that point of view, so I will take the fifth on that.
Just an idea about...
Well, I mean, if you look at the title and you introspect on the title or even the visual on the title, it is basically about the 12 star signs. So if you look at a romantic and you look at star signs, you can draw your own conclusions.
We are very, very proud once again of UTV because we have worked so very closely with Hollywood and Bollywood basically for over 2 decades with India Waves Network. And we are proud the way UTV has reached to its height and how it's got involved.
Thank you. And that puts us in a pedestal to sort of strive for even better, because I think it's the next few years that are going to be critical for everybody.
And you are a role model producer yourself, Rani. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rani.